This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I'm going to hit it hard starting next segment. But first, a clip of Andrew Tate talking about something really important dealing with COVID. And then a clip of where I predicted this all with Desi Ventura more than 12 years ago, 13 years ago. Here it is.
Why do you think support for the war in Ukraine, support for Ukraine's side in the war against Russia, support for a war against Russia in the West, is kind of the bottom line issue for the people who run the U.S. government and for the American media? Why? I mean, I guess you could argue about it,
yep.
But there isn't an argument about it in the United States. There's a position, and anyone who doesn't hold it is attacked and punished. Why? Why is that so important?
Well, the first thing I think we should all do is I think we should all give Putin credit for curing COVID, right? Because when his invasion happened, COVID went away.
So I thought about that.
Think about it. It's almost to the day. So we have to give him some credit, at least, for doing that. He may be the bad guy of the world, but at least he cured COVID for everybody nearly instantly.
Fair.
Thank you, President Putin. I, up until this point, never really commented too heavily on politics.
Yes.
But I understand very well, I like to believe, what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. And what I will say to the people who are watching this at home is that if you are naive enough to believe that there are good guys and bad guys in wars, and it's as simple as good and bad, and that the bad guys are crazy, and the good guys want freedom, then you need to do a little bit more investigation into what's really happening. And when you look at the vested interest of any country or any person...
Can I just ask you to pause and just comment? That's the truest thing, what you just said. That is that, and anyone who doesn't understand that should shut the f*** up. And I mean it, having seen war. Anyone who's telling you that it's Churchill versus Hitler,
yep,
is an idiot.
Completely. Well, I'll give you an example. When my father was still alive,
Jesse Ventura's conspiracy investigators have tracked down the deadly secret behind the elite group that tries to rule the world. When the population gets too big to handle, the solution is cut it down.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions, and this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill.
We must acknowledge that the genetic COVID-19 genetic injections cause far more harm than good and provide zero benefit relative to risk.
The death rates from this vaccine are, there's been more deaths in 8 months than in all the billions of vaccines combined over the last 30 years.
50% of the deaths occur within 48 hours, 80% within a week.
And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo.
In a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
Now, what is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Now, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene, an organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, your immune...
Now, the oil squalene is nothing compared to the new nanotech oils that do it, but about 1,000 times worse that they added to these shots. That's why I say it's a chemical biological weapon. It's got a nanotech self-replicating HIV spike protein, but it also has these nanolipid particles that do the exact same thing squalene does, but a much smaller amount does it. Devastating attack. And they all knew exactly what they were doing.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through it a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
We are here today to tell you. You picked this fight. You wanted this fight. Well, guess what? You've got it. Let's fight.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America. This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. We are the InfoWar. All right. I'm going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour, give the number up, and I'll intersperse more news. But now let me tell you what I'm getting into. Huge new developments in the Sound of Freedom and the enemy's insane hysterical attack on it that blew up huge in their face. I mean, if you think the Dylan Mulvaney thing sinking Anheuser-Busch and then leading to the sinking of Target and the sinking of all these other globalist pedo-supporting operations, this Sound of Freedom jumping the shark is bigger, mark my words, than the Dylan Mulvaney. That's what's so beautiful about this is the enemy is just destroying themselves because they've been in power so long. They launched their major offensives. They metastasized their operations. This was supposed to be their glorious takeover, their glorious offensive. But it's running into a steel wall of people like you and I who aren't backing down and who built our own media systems in the face of government, CIA, Justice Department harassment, and criminal bombardment. We knew it was a war. And they kept saying, you want more? You want more lawsuits, more attacks, more indictments? And we're just like, we cannot support you kidnapping and murdering children and raping them. We have to fight you. We're going to fight you in the information war. We're going to fight you economically, culturally, and, of course, try to take us to FEMA camps. We'll defend ourselves. But 90% of war is informational. So anybody out there shooting their mouth off saying you can't wait for violence is a fool. We will win this in the information war, which we've already done. And the enemy is now going to try violence because they're desperate and they think that's their only chance. They won't win with that either. And as much cellular satisfaction as I would get in a good fight with these guys, because they're going to turn and run real quick, that's not what we want to do. We want to continue to smoke them out and get them to manifest in front of everybody. Just keep giving them rope, like letting a big fish you got when you first hook them. Wait, you got them. Now you know. Let them run it out. When you got some 300-pound tuna on the line or some 500-pound marlin or 1,000-pound, you don't sit there and fight them right away. Let them run that metal leader all the way out, and then start bringing them in. And they're already exhausted. So we got them. We got them. We got them. So the only question is, when that big fish comes over the bow and we haul it over the side of the boat, is it going to thrash around and kill us that caught it? So it's a serious situation, but one way or another, they're going down. So the developments are insane. I've got a bunch of local newscasts and reports, not just here, but around the world, of pedo rings being found, government people, school coaches, people that have power over children, drugging them and raping them. And the issue is, we all know that's going on. We all know about sex trafficking. We all know just 5-6 years ago, Congress had hearings on it with Tim Ballard and others. And now you turn around and CNN says it's not going on. Rolling Stone says it's completely made up. These are convictions that Tim Ballard got. These are children he saved that were kidnapped for years. Just the cases they show in the movie. That's a snapshot of what one organization did. So I still just marvel. Because I've got enough stuff for 10 hours here. I'm not even getting into it because I can't get over what they're doing with Sound of Freedom. Now the number one movie in the country for 5 days running. Getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they're in absolute, total panic mode over it. So first, let's play a clip of him from a few days ago on Fox News. And he has confirmed for Monday. We got other folks coming on the next few days. Here he is talking about how he's amazed that CNN would actively come out and attack the movie and defend pedophiles. Then we'll go to his congressional testimony in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2019. This is very, very important information. Let's go to both clips back to back.
Listen to this and have you respond.
Films are created out of moral panics. They're created out of bogus statistics. They're created out of fear. And with something like Sound of Freedom, it specifically is looking at QAnon concepts of these child trafficking rings that are run by the high-level elites, and only people like Tim Ballard and only people like Jim Caviezel, and by extension, only people like the ticket buyer can help bring these trafficking rings down.
Do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, as that guy's talking, and he's nobody's hero, by the way. I can't imagine any kid looking at him thinking he's going to help them out. But I think of the children that are really depicted in that film. I know what happened to them. Those children were the subjects of child rape videos. Those children were being sold for sex. In total, you see over 120 kids actually are rescued in the story that's being depicted. Even if the movie doesn't get into all of them. These are real kids. I see them. I'm still friends with them. So it's embarrassing and frankly grotesque for this guy who knows nothing to start throwing out terms like QAnon and connecting it to a real story. I mean, they're not even thinking about it. So what are they thinking about?
Are they pro-sex trafficking? It's so bizarre. It's like they're pro-sex trafficking. Like, leave the industry alone.
That's how it feels to me. It feels like there's some other agenda, because why do this?
There's that one scene in the movie where it's an older man and he's picking out what little boy or what little girl he wants to take into, you know, I just can't even talk about it, but to take away. And we know what's going to happen to that child. Does that really happen, and how often does it happen?
Well, this is happening all the time. There are 6 million children, believe it or not, according to the Department of Labor, Department of State, who are stuck in slavery of one kind or another, either sex, labor, or organ harvesting. I mean, organ harvesting, we've been taking down several organ harvesting rings where they take little babies and you know, use them that way. And so we see everything, you know, and the film depicts every kind, whether it's the lure, like you mentioned, that's a real person, that beauty queen who was recruiting kids as young as 9 years old, and then...
Now, I want to go to the congressional testimony here in a moment from now 4 years ago, but think about something here. I've met with federal agents and high-level federal officials in the courts. I mean, head people. And the numbers are all public and in their courts. So they said, this is public. We'd like you to get this to everybody. We'd like you to put it out. We'd like you to get Joe Rogan to put it out. We'd like you to give it to Tucker Carlson. Tucker got fired like 2 weeks later and was on the story. But not from me. He was getting it from all these people. And this is high-level federal officials, okay, saying, Mr. Jones, we have 30,000 children just in Texas in the last year, as young as 6 months old, that we catch with convicted pedophiles, and sometimes four, five, six convictions in Mexico, in the U.S., and the Attorney General of the United States will not let us charge them, and we have to let them go. And so we're just talking to everybody who's prominent. What do you think we should do? And I'm like, well, what? You're the expert. They're like, well, here's all these cases. Our docket, our court is public. The magistrates, the judges are public. And we'd like you to look into this. Because this is human trafficking. And you see the congressional hearings where they show the evidence and they point at Mayorkas. They say, you are the biggest human smuggler right now in the world. I mean, this is bigger than the black slave trade at its peak worldwide, which was terrible and horrible. But this is going on now. And they're making jokes about it. Like, that's indicative. That one clip of CNN they played where, oh, this is just made-up statistics and there's elites and child trafficking and this is insane. Really, what's Jeffrey Epstein? And here's how the Democrats operate. Remember in the Sandy Hook Show trial, the judge already said I was guilty, but I'm attacking children.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who? Operation Underground Railroad has rescued over 2,000 victims and assisted in the arrest of over 1,000 traffickers and pedophiles. Much of my work has been based on simple economics. The United States is one of the highest, if not the highest, consumers of child pornography in the world. We are the demand for child sex. As such, traffickers around the world seek to bring children to the United States where they can sell them for sex and make a lot of money. My number one personal and professional goal has been to keep these children out of the hands of these sick American pedophiles. I want to share one case in which we failed to do this. The victim was a foreign-born child around 12 years old, who we will call Lily. Lily was kidnapped south of the border. She was then taken along with several other children her age and smuggled into the United States, not through a port of entry, but rather through a part of the southern border without significant barriers or a wall. Lily's traffickers easily transported her to New York City, where she was raped between 30 and 40 times a day, and this is not atypical at all for a case like this. She believes that she alone was raped over 20,000 times between the age of 13 and 17 right here in our country. She eventually escaped, and my foundation is now caring for her as she prepares to testify in federal court against her captors. In accordance with U.S. laws, Lily, as a survivor of sex trafficking, has been granted legal status, and we're helping her to complete the process of becoming a U.S. citizen. The U.S. Attorney's Office has requested that we not publicly share any more details about this case, as it's going to trial later this year. Recounting her experience, and this is key, Lily has often asked me a simple yet powerful question. Why was there no wall or barrier on the southern border for me? A barrier would have saved me. What is she talking about? It's pretty simple what she's talking about. I've been quite surprised of late to see politicians and others who are opposed to building barriers and walls hail the successes of drug seizures and rescues at ports of entry and using those successes to say, see, we don't need walls or barriers. We have ports of entry. The bad guys come through ports of entry. In fact, we don't have ports of entry without walls. The walls are the thing that compelled Buchanan to take that child into the port of entry in the first place. From his vantage point on the night of July 3rd, 2006, with this poor slave child captive in his van, he only had one choice, the port of entry. And that was thanks to the border wall that existed where he happened to be working his evil works. Currently, with hundreds of miles of border, too many traffickers have a choice. Sadly, we as a nation are providing them that choice. In the end, the boy was liberated and Buchanan was locked up. In Lily's case, the traffickers were liberated and she was locked up and raped thousands of times in New York City. The difference? The boy had a barrier to save him. Lily did not. Paola Felix is a former Mexican congresswoman and current senior Mexican administration official working on anti-trafficking policies for Mexican President Manuel López Obrador. I work very closely with Paola to find children in Mexico who are en route to being smuggled into the United States. Responding to the debate over border barriers, Felix declared, quote, "It is very disappointing to me that people in the United States would ignore or downplay the many Hispanic children being smuggled into the United States outside of legal ports of entry and forced into the hell of sex slavery. Mexican authorities have uncovered at least 19 different land-based smuggling routes where victims are taken and trafficked for sex in the United States. Downplaying the crisis discourages U.S. officials from employing every tactic available to rescue them during the small window of time that they can, that is, while they are being crossed into the United States. After that, they are gone, maybe forever." End quote. As I conclude my remarks, please join me in a mental exercise that I employ often to ground me and focus me. I imagine that one of my own children is in the place of one of these child victims. I have 9 children, including 2 that my wife and I recently adopted from Haiti after having liberated them from traffickers. So it's something easier for me to do, and I know it's a difficult thing to do, but please, just for a moment, please imagine that one of your children, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, dear friends, has been kidnapped and is currently in Mexico being transported north with an evil scheme to smuggle them into the United States and force them into these black markets that we are discussing. We don't know exactly how the traffickers plan to get your child in this hypothetical. That's up to them and only known by them. But I think it's important to remember the stats that we heard earlier today, that upwards of 90% of the children, including the unaccompanied minors, are coming around the ports of entry in barrierless parts of the border. But in this hypothetical, they're coming in. We don't know where, but they are coming. And in this hypothetical, before you sits a button that, if pushed, instantly creates a large and powerful barrier along the entire southern border. Now picture the hundreds of miles of border that exist, and picture those ports of entry with hundreds of agents trained, equipped, looking for your child, trained to look for your child, who hopefully is coming through. And so now the question, do you push the button? If the answer is yes to that, then it's very clear what needs to be done next in our country. These children, the real children, have nobody. I know. I've seen them. I've seen dozens of them. They have nobody. The only adults in their lives want to sell them, traffic them, and rape them. And so we must run to them. We must be their parents. If not us, who? If not this...
All right. Very, very powerful testimony. I'm going to have it posted on InfoWars.com, the live show feed. Now, that was 4 years ago. And Trump basically shut human trafficking down, 95%, the Border Patrol estimated. Remember what Obama did? He said, if you're a child, you can come here. Also, if you're accompanied by an adult. Well, that was a green light for all the human smugglers. But the Border Patrol got Trump to get regulations and funding in that if you didn't have ID, you didn't have info, it didn't match, you look nothing like these people, you're 2 little girls or boys with some weird-looking man, looks nothing like you, we're holding you for today, DNA test. And they could tell if you're a parent, a cousin, they could tell if you're related. 1 month ago, that was ended. That is, again, literally covering the tracks for the smugglers. I have nightmares about this. I mean, that means the federal government under Biden, the pedophile, literally is doing this and doesn't care that the rest of the law enforcement and courts all know. They think we're weak. They think this evil is going to go on forever. They think they're unstoppable. I got news for them. They have finally awakened the sleeping giant. Experts say ending DNA testing at the border will result in more suffering and exploitation. CBS News. Biden to end familial DNA testing at U.S.-Mexico border. Biden DOJ eliminates language on child sex trafficking from the government website and child victims of prostitution after losing track of 85,000 migrant children. Again, they let the children go. And they give them to all these random, unaccredited Democrat Party charities. And we've been there many times. And what really hit me with the sound of freedom is the very first scene. And the first time I tried to go see it with my wife on Monday, was it Sunday? It was Sunday. She got too upset 30 minutes into it because it's really frightening and scary. And these are true stories. And anybody who's ever been in the store and you can't find your little kid, you freak out, have that panic. I mean, this is like hard to watch, but they raid this pedophile, they get him, and they haven't saved one child that they watch in these videos getting raped. And there's thousands of them. These agents have seen thousands of videos, and he says, "I can't do this anymore." He goes, "I'm gonna kill myself. Basically, I can't do it." And he says, "Okay, I understand, but that's the problem. Imagine being the judges and the federal agents watching Biden just turn the pedophiles loose." And then if you quit, they completely win. But if you stay on the job, you're actually aiding in a weird way. It's sick. And that's what evil does. It puts you in these sick positions. That's why they had the medical system give the poison shots. They didn't know what they were doing. Now they've corrupted them. Now they can blame them. See how it works? We'll be right back.
The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount. Starting the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whether it's CNN, or the Washington Post, or Rolling Stone, they all tell you there's no such thing as government involved in child sex trafficking. Even though I've got a whole stack of news, and it's all over the place about Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons and the CIA and Mossad and MI6. Why don't they want us talking about that? And why are they so upset about the sound of freedom?
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
So
So let me finish up with this and give the number out and take your calls. I'll read this again. The Biden administration has stopped with children without IDs or IDs they can't confirm, holding them for a day and doing a DNA test to see if this is their parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, cousins. It tells them 100% out to like four levels. Last study I saw, they got different. The tests get better all the time. They can tell if you're a fourth cousin of somebody. She's like, oh, that's my daughter. Border Patrol's like, funny, I don't see any family resemblance, huh? Shows here you've been arrested five times smuggling kids before. Well, this one is my child. Well, the good news is it's a federal regulation that everybody coming through here that doesn't have IDs that match, we're going to keep you in a nice facility for a day, give you three meals, and we're going to see. Oh, hey, it turns out that you don't have any relation to this little girl or little boy. See, I could just sit here and just repeat this for like 10 hours on air. Biden just got rid of DNA testing of people with no IDs or improper records at the border with children. I mean, and Biden just took off the website, the federal websites of the Justice Department, child sex trafficking and exploitation of children. I mean, that's been a huge thing forever. We know this goes on. Again, it's like saying the Grand Canyon doesn't exist. Or Niagara Falls. I mean, it's just insane. Absolutely evil. So, flashback, the same MSM trashing Sound of Freedom as QAnon film praised Tim Ballard, child rescue 10 years ago. Yeah, they just covered the stuff 9 years ago. People said, well, why didn't Tim show it all? How do you do that in a movie? Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies is a statistic. I don't like Stalin, but what he said was true. If they try to like snapshot, then we save this kid, then we save that kid. It doesn't personalize it. Real life Sound of Freedom hero, media running interference for pedophiles and human traffickers is sick. Really, think so? DOJ removes international sex trafficking of minors from website. 40 million opening. Sound of Freedom breaks box office. UK government holds talks with BBC after presenter caught in child sexting scandal. MSM attacks Sound of Freedom. Says it's like brain worms. And it goes on and on. Oh, here it is back in the day, though, when CBS News and the rest were saying how good it was. Operation Underground Freedom, 6,000 trafficked victims rescued. Rolling Stone again says it's brainworms. The Sound of Freedom is a superhero movie for dads with brainworms. Look at this guy. Wonder what's on his mind today. It's like a really nice fella, doesn't he? Wants to come out and attack people that are heroes on record-saving children and child sex dungeons. What type of person has got the balls, man, to do something like that? Almost like they're in a cult. Almost like they're obsessed with something. Almost like they'll do anything. And it goes on and on. Oh, let me show you a few older articles, since they say this doesn't exist. In fact, play that clip from the kangaroo trial last year in Texas, where the judge said I was guilty and said I did things I didn't do and said I had $400 million and shit, you know, and would never let me even put on a defense. Because I'd already been found guilty by the judge. You see, people say, why are your lawyers so horrible? They're not allowed to even say anything, except in very narrow confines, just enough to make it look like a trial. And I said to my lawyers, we shouldn't even be part of this. We should just boycott this. They said, yeah, but the public doesn't understand you were defaulted. Now this is a fraud. We'll be able to get something in there, you know, with the parameters we're given. And so they felt so protected in this court that they would do things like this. Here it is.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
So they've really done a good job over at Google, expunging most of it and trying to cover it up. But if you just go in and type in UN sex crimes, UN sex trafficking, UN pedophilia, children found dead, UN, you will still find thousands of articles, London Guardian, New York Times, you name it. Of course, you can also find the CIA with the German government, 30,000 plus children kidnapped, given to convicted pedophiles in Germany by the German government. Like, let's put a few of those on screen, guys. I'll show the New York Post, New Yorker magazine, excuse me, the New Yorker magazine story, which I'm even surprised still the corporate media can report the truth. I mean, occasionally they're like, oh, look, the government kidnapped 30,000 children plus and gave them to convicted pedophiles and all this and let them rape them to create a new culture in Germany starting in the 60s through the 90s. And one psychiatrist took tens of thousands of kids away, a government psychiatrist, and gave them to pedophiles. But see, now the new thing is, no. That doesn't exist. That's a conspiracy theory. It's not even on the government website. There's no child exploitation, does not exist, no child labor. Forget the jungle, forget it all, it doesn't happen. Bosnia, the United Nations Human Trafficking and Prostitution. $110,000 payout for sacked whistleblower that exposed the UN kidnapping and raping children. Catholic Church spent $10.6 million to lobby against legislation that would benefit victims of child sex abuse. The Finder, CIA ties to child sex cult obscured. More than 100 UN peacekeepers ran a child sex ring in Haiti. None were ever jailed, AP report. AP documents child sexual abuse by UN peacekeepers in Haiti, including Clinton Foundation officials convicted of kidnapping and smuggling children. Some used satanic rituals and murdered. AP investigation, UN troops lured kids into Haiti sex ring. And so when you want to know when I'm being attacked or people are going after me and you see the freak shows attacking us, I'm telling you, folks, you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit one of these people. They are emboldened. They are on the march. That's why so many Antifa cops know they get a search warrant to an Antifa member's house. They're going to find pedo porn. Probably they're producing it. In fact, every 2 days, not even looking or so, I see a news article, but a local one here, a local one there, where Antifa member commits suicide after child porn and snuff films found on computer. I mean, so just so you know how I know they're real? Not just all over the news, experience, witnessing, going to the border, seeing them smuggle kids myself, seeing them hand over kids with no paperwork. They just disappear, little babies. Yeah, there's a Washington Post. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers knowingly. Senate report. That was 7 years ago, back when there was some soul in the media. Now the big corporations own it and control it all. Now, no, it doesn't exist. You saw CNN, you saw others. They said, this is not true. It's not happening. There is not child trafficking, period. Where are the liberals? AP investigation, UN troops lured kids into Haiti sex ring. Oxfam tied to it all. Big UN charities. I'm going to keep going on. Bosnia sex slavery. African slavery. You going to keep going here? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, here's what I want to do. There's blood on the streets, it's up to my ankles. Phones up, and I want to talk specifically about the Sound of Freedom. Have you seen it? When I just played that one CNN clip, because it's so nauseating, I've seen dozens of them. You have too. MSNBC, ABC, CBS, just saying, no, it's not true. They're exaggerating. There is no child trafficking, or it's not that bad, because they've totally opened the border up and are just flooding it with children for slave labor, organ harvesting, sex. They're finding dead bodies of children. I mean, they'll open up a tractor trailer, there'll be 40 dead bodies, 50 dead bodies. Just every day they find some dead toddler in a cornfield in South Texas. I mean, and then finally it comes out in court, but no media covers, that the baby been raped 100 times. And you hear Ballard talking about some little girls that have been kidnapped being raped 30 times a day. The average is like 15. Amnesty International found 80% of women and young girls being brought across the Texas-Mexico border are raped. But where is Robert Rodriguez when he makes a movie like Machete, where the white people, Don Johnson, is down there shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the belly? No, it's not racial, other than people, I guess, don't think Hispanics deserve the same support as other people. I think they deserve just as much. Oh, it's white people and black people and brown people, but it's elites, it's rich. Oh, there are some white guys raping little Hispanic girls. But see, Rodriguez doesn't make a show about that. He makes a show about Don Johnson going, I'm in the KKK and I'm going to shoot
a pregnant woman in the belly. That's not going on down there, other than the cartels. But yeah, here it is. Here's Don Johnson. An imaginary crime, an imaginary racial division, instead of humanizing white children, brown children, black children, yellow children, red children. Instead of humanizing and stopping the trafficking, no, they make keeping the trafficking going good to stop Don Johnson that wants to stop it. So there really are no guys in cowboy hats shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the stomach. That's not going on. I'm not saying the whole history of the crazy border, that hadn't happened once or twice. But the idea this is going on a routine basis is preposterous. What is going on is giant, massive human trafficking. And the media is covering it up. And they know it. And that's why he's funded by Obama and all people that work for him that brag about it. His job was to create racial division. He was under the direct command of Obama. Where is he now? He knows exactly what he's doing. Robert Rodriguez is a shameful, disgusting person. Imagine he made films about human trafficking and how we need to save these children and stop this. He could have saved hundreds of thousands of people's futures. Nope. Take money from Obama, so he makes movies about white people in fantasy land murdering Hispanic women. So I'm going to take your calls on this. And where do you think this is going? But I believe it's going to be a slower burn, but a bigger explosion. If you think Dylan Mulvaney destroying Anheuser-Busch, 30-something billion now, Target picking up on it, going, here, hold my beer, showing devil worship, and we're going to recruit your kids to Satan, and we're going to turn them into skeletons, and we're going to cut Christians' heads off. And then, by the way, I was on the street by a LGBTQ S parade, Satan parade, and I got photos of some of it, and a lot of people were wearing satanic attire, and I just was like, saw it real quick, saw the Target close, and then ducked into the hotel I was at, visiting my wife's dad, who's in the hospital a few weeks ago. I got the photo. I think you guys probably still have it in there, but not, I'll send it to you again. And he's got the rainbow saying, not Pride Month, but Pride Demon Month, and with a devil with a pitchfork. And, I mean, that's really what this is. It's LGBTPS. The PS on the end of the LGBT plus is pedophile Satanist. And I'm serious. And you're like, well, they haven't fully taken the government over. They're literally saying this stuff doesn't exist and this movie's bad. Talk about jumping the shark. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We're taking first-time callers. We're taking long-time callers. We're calling callers that disagree, callers that agree, callers that got questions. All I ask is it be on the subject of human trafficking, men, women, and children. And what do you make of the system? Because them trying to cram crazy men in women's dresses saying they have periods and that they are the example of womanhood and giving men all the pageant awards and all this rubbing our faces in it to destroy the sexes in our culture and to depopulate us, which is their admitted plan, has totally backfired on them. And now the attack on the Sound of Freedom that everybody should go see, and saying it's bad and it's not real and it's evil and it's not good. I mean, again, every major leftist channel, up one side, down the other, you have to hide under a rock. We've written a bunch of articles on InfoWars about it. You want me to play the clips of them saying this is ridiculous, this isn't true, this is maggots in your brain, this is imaginary, don't worry about sex trafficking. These people want to imagine they're heroes. They want to imagine they're helping people. Every few days we hear about another tractor trailer where the drug cartels just lock them up in the heat and they all die inside of it, including a bunch of children. Care about them? No. The left doesn't care about real numbers. They want to abort babies. They want to sterilize children. They want to cut your daughter's breast off. They want to cut your son's genitals off. They want you to take drugs. They want you to be unhappy. I've got articles here today. They're back at it again, saying exercise is white supremacists. Pandemic fitness trendies have gone extreme. White supremacist latest scheme. Pandemic fitness trends have gone extreme. MSNBC. White supremacism. Fitness fascism. Look at this one. This is The Nation. Asian Americans have conservatives have become key allies in white supremacy. Key allies in white supremacy. Yeah, you know, like, where's that? Where's the Grand Dragon? Oh, Chung Choi is here. Seriously, it's like Chung Liu is here. Where is the main white supremacist? Here he is. He's right here. I mean, this is upside down world, but the same folks that tell us two men can have a baby. Where do you see all this going? Continuing. Bosnia, the United Nations, human trafficking and prostitution. You'll want to look up that whole saga. Up close to a crisp million the humans smuggled out of there the last 20 years. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Has the UN learned lessons of Bosnian sex slavery revealed? London Guardian. But see, that was 11 years ago. It was okay to talk about it. Now it just does not exist. That cue up that CNN clip from the Ballard clip, because we've got the full CNN clip, but just that short clip that Ballard responded to, where they just say it's fantasy land. It's manipulating statistics. French peacekeepers allegedly tied up girls and forced them into bestiality. NATO forces feeds Kosovo sex trade, The Guardian. But see, that was 2004. You're not allowed to talk about it now. It doesn't exist. I mean, you've seen me in court. It's like, it's a bad thing in front of a jury. Like, this man believes there's child sex slavery. Everybody's like, oh, that's what bad men think. Oh, because an Austin jury's like, you think people rape kids? Well, I mean, we cut their penises off, but what's wrong with that? We're liberal. This man claims the state wants to cut your son's penis off. Well, we do. That's beautiful. It's beautiful what we do. Listen to Rachel Levin. She's an admiral and a beautiful woman ready to star in a horror movie with no makeup needed. UN peacekeeping has a sexual abuse problem. UK says grotesque charity sex abuse scandal. It's a wake-up call. Reuters. Jimmy Savile, best friend of the king, caught with underground sex dungeon, caught having sex with dead children. AP exclusive, UN child sex left victims but no arrests. Watch, dad fumes as doctor asks 7 and 9-year-old sons what gender they are. But there's some good news. Sixth Circuit allows Tennessee ban on transgender surgery for minors to go into effect. How dare them not give life-affirming care to use a mentally ill, brainwashed, autistic child that the state's convinced to have their genitals cut off. No, we're going to save you, young lady. We're going to cut that feminine penis right off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.